This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyi'ati a'malina. Man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lah. Wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lah. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lah. ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد يقول الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون صدق الله العظيم. Honorable ulama, respected elders and brothers, from the moment we open our eyes in the morning to the moment we retire to bed at night, we are bombarded with advertisements, billboards, radio ads, TV programs, social media marketings and the rest. And we are pulled into this mindset, we are drawn into this mindset that the more you have of this dunya, the happier you will be. The more you possess of this world, the more luxuries you have in your life, the more comfort you have in your life, the more successful you will be. A man is stuck in traffic and his gaze falls on the billboard which depicts a perfect life. His dream home, a luxury vehicle, children well educated. And for the next 2 hours or 3 hours, he has a mind shift. And his goalpost changes. And he's thinking about what he saw. He owns the radio and they promote the same lifestyle. Get this, or travel to this destination, or earn this, or do this. And the man is thinking, and his goalpost changes in life, and he is drawn to believe in this, that the more I have of this world, the happier I will be. In essence, materialism has become the yardstick for success. I'm successful if I have more of this world, and I'm a failure if I don't have X, Y, and Z of the world. Materialism has gripped the poor, the average, the rich, and the ultra rich also. The poor man thinks to himself, if I get money, if I get rich, my life will be more comfortable, my life will be more pleasurable, I'll be happier, I'll be content. And the rich man, if he's a millionaire, he's worried about becoming a billionaire. And if he's a billionaire, he's worried about becoming a trillionaire. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said it so beautifully, لَوْ كَانَ لِبْنِ آدَبَ وَادٍ مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ لَأَحَبَّ أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُ آخَرٍ. If the son of Adam had a valley of gold, not a heap of gold, not a bag of gold, not a couple of thousands, a valley of gold, he would want another one. It's a vicious cycle. لَمْ يَمْلَأْ فَاهُ إِلَّا التُّرَابِ. And nothing can satisfy his greed except for the qabr. A man will age, but his desire for the world will just get stronger and stronger. And so, materialism has gripped the world, the young and the old, the rich and the poor, everybody is in the rat race. How I can improve my earning power? How I can get more money? How I can become ultra rich? And we need to understand this more deeply. Materialism creates discontentment. You are never satisfied with what you have. The joy and the thrill of what you buy and what you own only lasts for a few days. I want us to think for a moment that one object that we were always craving for, or that we were crazy about, it could be a car, it could be a home, it could be a job, it could be a gadget, it could be a phone, anything for that matter. You know, the craze. And when you get it, that feeling of owning it, that feeling of driving it, that feeling of opening the door to the new home, that feeling of working at the new place, the feeling of owning something new in our life, the craze is amazing. But the fizzle starts to sizzle. You're crazy about it for a few days. You can't sleep at night. Every moment you get, you want to admire that object. Any chance you get, you want to give your time for that. You polish the car, valet the seats. You make sure no scratches come onto the body. You make sure nobody touches it. You make sure that it's neat. You're crazy for a few days. Let's say for a few months also. But what happens after that? That wow factor is gone. You look at the same object that you were crazy for, you're no more wowed. There's no wow factor anymore. It could be the latest Mercedes-Benz. It could be the Rolls-Royce. It could be anything. The first time you are awed. But after a while, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And so the vicious cycle continues. You think that maybe I need to get the later one than this, and perhaps I'll be happier. And so you work harder and harder, and you toil, and you make day and night into one, and you compromise on family and everything around you to achieve that next goal that you put in life, the next vehicle, the next model, the next everything. And when you get there, you're thrilled for a little while, and then again you are left miserable. And that's because there's no correlation between materialism and happiness. There's no correlation between wealth and happiness. You think that you'll be happy, but when you get it, you're not happy. You ask yourself, was it worth the chase? Was it worth the sacrifice? Was it worth the run? And so, number one, materialism breeds discontentment. Number two, materialism creates obsession. People are obsessed by what they have. They're obsessed with their clothing. They're obsessed with the vehicles. They're obsessed with where they are living, where they are working. Unfortunately, these have become the defining factor of the society. When we receive a proposal, the first thing we want to know, how's the bank balance? How's the boy? Are they well off? I don't want my daughter to suffer. Immaterial of his dini background. Unfortunately, materialism has become the defining factor for many people in life. What car do I drive? Now I have to be worried what dress I'm going to wear, or what clothing I'm going to wear to this function, because I don't want somebody to look at me as I'm a poor person. I don't want somebody to look down upon me. I can't go like this. People are shy to be who they are in public life because of materialism. Materialism breeds arrogance. Firaun said, أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرَ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ تَجْرِ مِنْ تَحْتِي أَمْ أَنَا خَيْرٌ مِّنْ هَذَا الَّذِي هُوَ مَهِينٌ فَلَوْلَا أُلْقِيَ عَلَيْهِ أَسْفِرَةٌ مِّنْ ذَهَبٍ أَوْ جَاءَ مَعْهُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ مُقْتَرِنِينَ. Firaun said to his people, look at me. Egypt belongs to me. Egypt belongs to me. أَلَيْسَ لِي مُلْكُ مِصْرَ وَهَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارُ. All these luxuries and comforts, don't you see it belongs to me? Am I superior, or Musa alayhi salam, who is such an insignificant person, who's got no wealth, no prestige, no financial backing, no financial status in the world? Who's better, people? I've got everything going for me. With one command, I can make it happen. This man has got nothing. So materialism breeds arrogance. Sometimes we address people so cold-heartedly, the money makes a person think that he owns the person. You find a youngster addresses a person who's fit to be his grandfather, not his father, by his first name. Where does it stem from? Materialism leads to moral decay. Unfortunately, we are running in this rat race, and if we don't wake up, it's to our detriment. It's to our loss. For Allah created us for a nobler purpose. Allah created us for a certain cause. Brothers, how do we overcome materialism? Number one, to understand that once our basic needs are met, then our extra income has got very little to do with happiness. A rich man can only eat as much as his stomach can take. An average man also can only eat as much as his stomach can take. Once our basic needs are met, then the extra income has got very little to do with happiness. لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعُرُوضِ Allahu Akbar. Look at these words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He summed it up so beautifully. He said, لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعُرُوضِ Happiness, contentment, wealth is not measured by how much you possess, but rather how much of wealth you have inside your heart. And that is contentment of the heart. Nothing should define you. Your credentials, your qualifications, your status in society, or your wealth, your glory and your pomp. Nothing should define you except your status that you enjoy with Allah. لَيْسَ الْغِنَى عَنْ كَثْرَةِ الْعُرُوضِ It's how much you possess inside, not outside. So we should understand, number one, that if our basic needs are met, we are rich. The Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ أَصْبَحَ مِنْكُمْ آمِنًا فِي سِرْبِهِ مُعَافًا فِي جَسَدِهِ عِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِهِ فَكَأَنَّمَا حِزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا الله أكبر. Listen to the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, if you wake up safe and sound in the morning, mu'afan fi jasadi, if you've got health, and you have sufficient provisions only for that day, عِنْدَهُ قُوتُ يَوْمِهِ sufficient wealth only for that day, فَكَأَنَّمَا حِيزَتْ لَهُ الدُّنْيَا It's as if Allah has brought the world to his feet. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Ya Allah. So that's the first thing. Once our basic needs are met, we are rich. Number two, we need to develop contentment. We need to develop qana'ah in our hearts and our lives. Because materialism is the opposite of that. A man will have everything of life, but he's still unhappy. Why? Why? Because he is ungrateful. And when he's ungrateful, it leads him to be miserable and discontent. And so we need to develop qana'ah. We need to develop contentment in our life. We need to be happy for what we have. Allah says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ Very few bondsmen of mine are thankful for what they have. We need to be thankful to Allah for what we already have. Today we worry and stress Him for what we don't have in life. A man has got enough, alhamdulillah. He's got food on his table. He's got a good job. He's got everything. But he's still unhappy. Why? What will happen to me when I grow up? What will happen to me tomorrow? He's constantly living in this insecurity of his. And that insecurity can leave a person's life when he has the trust in Allah. When he has this conviction that Allah is the one that provides. تَوَكَّلْتُ فِي رِزْقِي عَلَى اللَّهِ خَالِقِي وَأَيْقَنْتُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا شَكَّ رَازِقِي وَمَا يَكُمْ مِنْ رِزْقِي فَلَيْسَ يَفُوتُنِي وَلَوْ كَانَ فِي الْقَاعِ الْبِحَارِ الْعَوَامِقِي سَيَأْتِي بِهِ اللَّهُ الْعَظِيمُ بِفَضْلِهِ وَلَوْ لَمْ يَكُمْ مِنِّي اللِّسَانُ بِنَاطِقِي ففي أي شيء تذهب النفس حسرة وقد قسم الرحمن رزق الخلائق Imam Shafi said it so beautifully. He says, I know without a doubt that Allah is the one that provides. And whatever Allah has written for me, I know I will get it, even if it's in the depths of the ocean. Allah will bring it forth. Then why do we finish our lives behind something which Allah has already preordained? Allahu Akbar. Number three, we need to understand that there's no correlation between wealth and happiness. True happiness comes through meaningful relationships. And top of the list is Allah, our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are linked to our Creator, when we are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then everything else falls away. We'll see true happiness in our lives. That's the relationship to cherish. That's the relationship to look after and maintain throughout our life. For there lies the happiness of a person. For there lies the nourishment of the soul. For contentment is inside out and not outside in. Contentment comes through meaningful relationship. After Allah and after His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes our family, our parents, our siblings, our spouses, our children. Things were created to be used. People were created to be loved. There's chaos in the world today because things are loved and people are used. Subhanallah. We have made day and night into one just to achieve that goal in life. We have sacrificed our family lives. You have a wonderful father and mother in your house whose du'as you are failing to capture day in and day out. People are becoming so miserly. They're earning 30, 40,000 rands and they can't spend on their own parents. Ya Allah, it makes you cry. It makes you cry that how materialistic we have become. We have compromised family. We have compromised the relationship that matters so much in life. And we have given all our energies and resources and effort towards dunya. And number four, we must understand that detachment does not mean that we don't own anything in life. Ali radiallahu ta'ala said it so beautifully. He said, detachment does not mean that you own nothing in life, but detachment means that nothing should own you in life. Allahu Akbar. Detachment does not mean that you should not own anything in life. Detachment means that nothing should own you in life. When we reach that, then we are successful. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tulhikum amwalukum wala awladukum an dhikrillah. Allah says, O people who have brought iman, don't let the world and its glitter distract you from Allah. Allah created us for Him. Allah created us for Him. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبْقَى. Allah says, we created you for us, but you are giving preference to the world over us. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا. You are giving preference to the worldly life over us. Don't let your material possessions take control of your life. From today onwards, you need to live a meaningful life. A life of purpose. We have been created for a reason. Everything else is just a means. Our money is just a means. Our cars, they serve as a means. Our homes serve as a means. It's nothing more than that. But the minute we attach more value than that, then we are in misery. Let us not realize this when we reach too far in life. Today is the day we need to wake up. Today is the day we need to live and open our eyes of reality. I end up with the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For wallahi mal faqra akhsha alaykum. I don't fear poverty for my ummah. Allahu Akbar. I don't fear poverty for my ummah. ولكني أخشى عليكم أن تبسط عليكم الدنيا كما بسطت على من كان قبلكم فتنافسوها كما تنافسوها فتهلككم كما أهلكتهم. But what I fear for my ummah is that Allah will open the floodgates of wealth on my ummah and they will vie with one another. They will compete with one another. I've got more. I've got more. I'm more wealthy. I'm more richer than you are. They will vie with one another. They will toil and finish their lives in amassing wealth in this dunya. فَتُهْلِكُكُمْ كَمَا أَهْلَكَتْهُمْ And it will destroy you as it destroyed the people before you. May Allah give us the understanding. May we live a life of meaning, inshaAllah.